Hello everyone, my name is Parul and I work at Red Hat, and today I'm introducing a new open source project called Microshift that you can use to manage your workloads on disconnected far edge. I will start the presentation by talking about the ecosystem challenges of edge computing. Then we are going to see what is Microshift and where Microshift fits in the whole ecosystem. Then we will take a deep dive into Microshift pieces, and at last I'll be talking about Microshift AIO or all-in-one that is specially catered for developers. So from the context of edge computing, field deployed means plug and go, provision and replacement. It is not remotely your device is not remotely recoverable, so it must not break. Network is very rare and expensive, and you have no physical access security. Usually these devices are single board computers or system on chip. They don't have a remote management support, and they are very resource constrained and not extensible. So field deployed refers to mass deployment and operations in remote uncontrolled locations with highly challenging network connectivity. And in contrast, your highly controlled data centers are high available infrastructure, usually very stable power and network condition. So the problem is Kubernetes distribution have traditionally been engineered for cloud and data center like environments, while systems deployed in remote edge locations often use device management software to lifecycle manage the system, including the OS. So what we want is the best of both the worlds. We want Kubernetes to manage cloud native application on edge. We want our edge developers to write write edge applications using cloud native technologies, but we also want device management to manage OS and underlying hardware. So if you see this is the broad use cases that you have for edge computing, and you can divide them into three categories. On the left and on the right hand side, you have cases where you need to deploy Kubernetes workloads and you want to have the ability for clustering for high availability on capacity. In such cases, you can use OpenShift. While on the left hand side, you have deployments on devices in the field for which you can use RHEL for Edge plus Podman. But essentially, there is an intersection of both these cases, and it's where Microshift fits in, where you do want to run Kubernetes workloads, but you are also dealing with high resource constraints. So what Microshift is, it has specifically designed for edge computing use cases with the goal of fitting in the limited storage capacity and network of field deployed devices that can be embedded into a variety of applications. So such Microshift would work even on those cases where you do not have access to the device over network for management. So for example, if you are running something on the oil rig or you are writing edge computing applications for satellites, so in that case where you are not constantly, your device is not constantly available for management remotely, Microshift would manage your workloads on such scenario. So Microshift is an explorative project created by the edge computing team in the Red Hat's office of CTO, and we repackaged OpenShift core component into a single tiny binary of the 160 megabytes without compression. And as a monolith, it provides an all or nothing start-stop behavior that works well with systemd and enables fast start and restart that takes only a couple of seconds. So basically, your Microshift container would be running directly on your host, which could be RHEL for Edge or Fedora IoT, and it manages the Kubernetes workloads or your containerized workloads that are scheduled on the host machine as well. So what Microshift does, it simplifies changes including updates and rollbacks, and it obviates the need for cluster operators to orchestrate across components. And dropping cluster operators significantly reduces Microshift's footprints, but comes at the cost of requiring more manual lower-level configuration from users if operating outside of Microshift's opinionated parameters. So while working on Microshift, we took some conscious decisions of defining the parameters under which Microshift works, and that fits broadly all the use case, most of the use cases on edge computing. But if you have to tweak something, that is completely possible, but it will require some manual lower level configuration. So this is Microshift architecture. If you dig down, you can see that the Microshift container runs the Microshift binary, the core Kubernetes controllers, and as well as the add-on manifest that deploy optional components that Microshift believes everyone will want. For example, the storage provider, the service CA, the OpenShift router, OpenShift DNS, and it utilizes a cryo that is running on the host, a podman volume that stores the cluster state, and a local registry that provides you images offline. So if you have to so this is a decision tree that you could use to decide what edge computing platform you're going to use depending on your deployment target. On the right hand side is the when you want to deploy something on servers in controlled environment, you can use RHEL CoreOS plus OpenShift. That's on the right hand side of the tree. But let's not talk about that right now because we are specifically talking about the field deploy services. So if you need to deploy if your deployment target is field deploy services, you can choose RHEL for Edge. And then depending on your workload type, you got to ask yourself, do you want to run OCI containers? Do you want to run pods and Kubernetes services? Do you want to have the ability to cluster for high availability or horizontal right sizing? If the answer to all of them are yes, then you can use RHEL for Edge plus Microshift. And if you just want to run OCI containers that does very static jobs, that you can just use RHEL for Edge plus Podman. So Microshift can be deployed by Podman, and it works on immutable operating system like Fedora, IoT, and RHEL for Edge that uses Podman to deploy and manage containerized application using systemd, and it starts, stop, and restart. It provides auto updates and rollback. So with Podman 3.4, a new feature has came that that with Podman auto update command, you can update all the images that are used by your containers workloads, and same with rollback. If any of your workloads is running an image that is corrupt and it's not working, your Podman will automatically roll back to the last image that was working. So at last, let's talk about Microshift AIO, or all-in-one, that is catered towards developer. And it is very handy for developers that want to run a minimal OpenShift flavor on their laptop. You can write, test, and deploy new cloud-native applications using Microshift AIO, or you can use it in CI pipeline. So if your pipeline uses OpenShift, but you don't want to get bloated, you can use Microshift because of its tiny footprint. And now I will show you a demo of how you can use Microshift how to run and workloads and how you can scale your applications. So this is Microshift AI demo, and we are using Fedora 35. And you have two options. You can either run Microshift with a simple Podman command, or you wrap that Podman command inside a systemd service and then let systemd manage the lifecycle of the container. So your auto update, your rollback would be taken care by systemd. So we are starting Microshift with systemd, and to do that we copied the file on the host and we just restart the daemon, and with that Microshift is up and running. And you can see that it uses a volume which is Microshift data, and it is it also comes with OC and kubectl, so you packaged inside that Microshift AIO, and you can just exec into the Microshift containers, and you can use OC or kubectl commands to check if your workloads are running or not. So as of now, you can see that all the workloads are ready. So you can also connect to the cluster from outside the container. And to do that, what you need to do is copy your kubeconfig file from inside of the podman volume to your host machine. And once that is done, you can access them by using OC commands or OC or kubectl. So now what we are going to do is create a new project, a namespace called test, and deploy a demo application. And as you can see, our application is Hello Node application is up and running. Now we are going to scale it to 3 replicas. You can see 3 of them are running. So now all we are going to show you how easy it is to start and stop Microshift, and the downtime is very less. So once you have done sudo system stop Microshift, you can see that you can no longer see Microshift running in the podman ps command. And to start Microshift, it's literally a matter of seconds. So once you have done start Microshift and you exec into Microshift, you can see that the state was preserved. The application, the Hello Node application inside the test namespace, it's still running with 3 replicas. And to clean up, all you need to do is stop Microshift. So if you do podman stop Microshift, this will not work, because as I explained earlier, that since we have wrapped up the podman command inside the systemd, it is managed by systemd now. It would have worked if you were running the podman command, but since we are running it by systemd, you need to use systemd to stop it. So now we have issued the systemd command, and I'm removing the podman volume, and that's it. So here is here's a link to documentation and a GitHub repository for the project. We have a few blogs, and if you want to see the demo again, you can use this YouTube link. Thank you for listening to my talk, and have a nice day.
Awesome. Hi, I'm Paro.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Hi, thank you for nice talk, firstly. The first question is, how do you update the local images of the workload in the disconnected network scenario?
That's a great question. So with Microshift, in case you are running your devices in scenario where you don't have network and you want to ensure that your workloads get updated. So as I mentioned, that we manage all of this by systemd. So what we do, since Podman 3.4, we have this feature where when you are generating this systemd command, you can set that auto update to registry. And what that happens is you can bring your local images with Microshift, and Microshift provides you the provision to read the images from the local registry that is on your host. And once it sees that it does not have access to network, it monitors a tarball registry inside the Microshift podman volume, and it loads the images from there. And for updates, whenever you are in the network scenario with the systemd auto update command, what Microshift, why podman? This is a feature of podman. So what Microshift uses podman to check the digest of the images running on the system with the digest of the image of the same tag on the remote registry. And if the digest differs for the same tag, Microshift using podman would update those images on the local registry. So that's how Microshift uses podman for auto updates. if you don't have any questions right now, and if you want to reach out to me, please feel free to ping me on Twitter. My handle is PI Parul. So I see another question is, what are the real world use cases examples to use Microshift? So think about scenarios where you have really limited resource constraints. Like, for example, if you want to deploy this in oil rigs or on ships that is exploring the polar Arctic, maybe the North Pole or the South Pole, and they're gathering the data to for the glacier health. So systems where you don't have access to control those devices remotely, where you cannot just SSH and see what's going on if something has broken. So the system should be able to heal itself by a simple start and stop behavior. So let's say that there's something not working, there's something that's gone wrong. A simple start stop should be able to fix things. And that's why Microshift, this monolith application, all it does is it starts, stops, and updates. And since it is designed for immutable OS, if anything goes wrong or during the update, it auto rollbacks to the previous stable state.
Okay, thank you. We don't have any more questions. Okay, two questions we had. Yeah. Also, dear participants, you continue chat with our speaker on the chat box.
Thank you very much for listening to my talk.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.